morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Matic.
It's the Geekly Debate, back from the dead.
It is kind of back from the dead, isn't
it? It's been like a month and a half, I think.
We took an extended holiday break.
We've been busy.
Yeah, we've had life changes that affect us.
We don't celebrate just Christmas or just Hanukkah. We celebrate it all. So it takes a little longer.
I celebrate Christmas into February. Yeah. That's why I've been absent from all these things going on.
Awesome.
But now, right, seriously.
So let's do intro.
Schedules, conflicts, and whatnot.
Me first?
It's Gomer.
Taylor.
Robert.
I'm David.
Adam.
And what's on topic today?
The second most iconic Mortal Kombat character of all time.
Yeah, we've all decided
that Scorpion is easily the most iconic.
You can't argue against Scorpion for this.
Yeah, he's pretty much become
If Larry was involved in this, he would argue against Scorpion being the most iconic, so he would declare it second most.
Classic.
If I see a commercial for Mortal Kombat, Scorpion would be the first guy on it.
Okay, the thing that makes Mortal
Except
Kombat
why,
so infamous,
why does Scorpion not get his own game first? Sub-Zero got his own game first.
Sub-Zero are
Sub-Zero's
the
a
two
good guy.
That I always think of, but they are basically the yin and yang. Yeah. You can't think of Scorpion without thinking
of
Sub-Zero.
When you think of Mortal Kombat, you think of
first
the
word
blood
of guy and here is
get over here.
Yeah.
Second words are toasty.
I mean, Scorpion probably single-handedly. He's probably the biggest reason it got such an infamous reputation.
Because you would hear it from across the arcade.
Yeah, the moral
get over here.
All the moral guardians at the time were the thing that probably freaked them out the most was a guy who impaled motherfuckers and
brought them over.
It was the heads being ripped
that
off.
Too. But I'd say if one single thing, it was probably Scorpion.
If you were sitting
most
there,
famous, most
if
iconic.
You were sitting there watching someone else play and they did that, you were immediately putting your quarter up there to play next. You know, and I don't know, I'm probably the oldest one who
put it in the box.
And then there were also spine rip outs and various other things of that degree.
So the second most iconic Mortal Kombat character, in my opinion, is Liu Kang. If you look at all the cool moves that make Scorpion Scorpion, it was, throwing the spear, doing the teleport thing, and having a cool sound effect. Even
spitting
though,
fire from a skull.
Well, that was like a fatality thing at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to even get a fatality.
Are we not counting fatalities?
No, but if we are comparing fatalities, turning into a dragon and biting someone in half is freaking amazing.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's the only cool thing Liu Kang does.
No, that bicycle kick. He drops the arcade system on his villain and plays it.
That's pretty fun. But the bicycle kick is whoa. That, I love that, dude. The fire, high fire, low fire. And Liu Kang wins Mortal Kombat. He wins the tournament. He's the champ.
He wins the champ because he's
the most generic
right now.
Who, Liu Kang?
Liu Kang. He's
very much generic. He's just there. He's like
the audience standing.
He is.
Liu Kang was my favorite. He's the easiest one to match.
Exactly. Fair point. Liu Kang is fill in the blank protagonist.
Yes. Yep.
Rain was the easiest one to master. Back towards.
Without a Bruce Lee wannabe.
Bam.
That is Liu Kang.
Boom. He was the one on the
Those
side.
Those are not arguments for your side,
I think
dude.
They are arguments for the side. That is iconic. For that game, it's
very iconic.
You can't
be iconic when you're ripping off other things.
Well, right. And then you have Johnny Thrash is...
Good on Liu Kang was just there to be their answer to Ryu.
Van Damme.
But I think if you look at Mortal Kombat, it was a game that was supposed to be like this mythical real-life tournament. And throwing a guy...
Mythical real life.
You know what I mean? Real
life.
That's exactly that's what I meant to say. But it is. It was kind of like this mythical other dimension comes close to the Earth, and they have Mortal Kombat. Right? Okay. It is mythical in real world.
All right.
Okay.
Other reason...
And that's... It's like Liu Kang was like the anchor of the Earth, there.
Other reason Liu Kang's so iconic is...
Thanks, Larry.
Was used in Senate testimony to show how violent the game was.
I don't know if that helps his case.
And because...
If we're not in Mortal Kombat, we're talking the violence.
Yeah, they're talking the violence.
It is,
true.
It's
that.
Because it was used because he was so realistic.
Yeah.
And, that made the human-like violence too much. Which...
I think that helps cement your point. Yes,
that those Supreme Court or not Supreme Court.
It was
but,
a congressional hearing.
Congressional hearing yeah. things.
Yeah, I remember
that
those.
That led to, great to the ESRB.
I rest my case. Liu Kang. Oh, no, 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 no.
Lieberman. Bicycle kick. Because he was the primary guy behind that.
Joe Lieberman was out to create a law. The ESRB is not a law.
It's mandatory. It's like the Comics Code Authority. It's mandatory.
It is, has no basis.
Also, like the Comics Authority, they're both largely irrelevant.
They are. They really are.
So Joe Lieberman, they did that in reaction to Joe Lieberman. They're like, no need to regulate us. We'll regulate ourselves.
Yeah.
I was having a
but, okay, when you think of Mortal Kombat, how far down the list do you have to go before you think of Liu Kang?
I think Liu Kang.
Liu Kang is like a 4 or 5.
Second,
no,
personally, Liu Kang is my favorite character.
Me too, man. He's the first guy you're on.
Really? Liu Kang.
Yeah, that's how it is for me.
He's the first guy you go on. He's what your cursor's on when you select a guy.
Really? I would put Liu Kang and Raiden in the same spot. Raiden may be in Mortal Kombat.
I think we've all already said that we agree that Sub-Zero's higher, though.
Yeah, Sub-Zero's
well,
might be higher.
Game. But Raiden was the key art for Mortal Kombat 2.
The what?
The art on the side of the cabinet.
Oh, that's true. You're right. He was, yes.
So
I don't know if that matters. I think Raiden is most recognizable as a Mortal Kombat character, despite Raiden actually being, like... It's part of Japanese something.
Yeah, an actual.
I know they didn't create it on that.
Basically, the Japanese version of Thor.
He was in Big Trouble in Little China before he was in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
So yeah, I know they didn't come up with it.
But he had two buddies with him.
They were better than him, I thought. The dude who holds his breath at the end and puffs up.
Yeah,
I love that. Love that guy. Yeah. But what else on Mortal Kombat? Striker.
Who?
Exactly.
Look, we keep dancing around Sub-Zero. Let's just go ahead and talk about Sub-Zero.
I think Sub-Zero is just Sub-Zero is the less cool Scorpion.
But
how in the world is he less cool than Scorpion? He's cooler
Sub-Zero.
Than Scorpion.
Yeah, he's Sub-Zero.
Yeah, but
lower
he's than but Scorpion's
a
dead.
Yeah, he's the coolest thing.
But what about you think? Okay, Scorpion and Sub-Zero. What about Reptile? He was the hidden mysterious.
Nobody cares about Reptile.
No, Reptile sucks.
Reptile didn't have any relevance until the third game.
I put Baraka above Reptile.
The first game.
I love Baraka.
They didn't have any relevance.
But
he wasn't playable until the third game.
Yeah, he was just there.
No,
he was background.
That's what. Yeah, that was. That was part of it, was figuring out all the hidden stuff.
But it's, I don't think that's the iconic
part. The most iconic character.
I don't think finding the hidden stuff is an iconic aspect of the game, though. It's kicking ass. It was so much easier to kick ass with Liu Kang than
anybody
else.
Okay, like, in Ocarina of Time, the iconic weapon is the Master Sword. The better, more memorable to acquire weapon is probably the bigger one.
Exactly.
The Master Sword is far and away more iconic. The same way here, like
that with all Zelda versus.
Well, I'm just saying, like
making the point though.
It's not about the journey in this instance. It's about what comes to mind when you think of the franchise.
Whose ass can you kick the best with?
Me?
That's not even what it is either.
Well, I'm not saying the best because
it's not who do you put your core into play as the most
ass characters who are not very iconic.
Well, pick your choice.
Okay, my broken ass
character. There's every broken ass character.
I'm picking Shao Kahn. The reason I'm picking Shao Kahn is because he is, like, the archetypal progenitor cheap-ass boss.
Yes.
Better than M. Bison.
I hate him.
Better than the freaking Soul Calibur.
That damn shoulder thing every time.
That shoulder thing.
Are we doing all Mortal Kombat?
All Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Here's the thing. But he didn't choose the cheesiest every character boss.
Who?
Cheesiest every character boss was Shang Tsung, because he turned in to every single
they
character.
They did not overwhelm you.
But
like
he didn't overwhelm.
Shao Kahn, he can taunt your ass for half the fight, giving you wide open shots, and still cremate you.
Dude,
here's the thing with Shang Tsung, though.
He'll pull out that hammer and then shoulder bump you again and again.
That shoulder
and
bumping
again
never
and again.
Shang Tsung, if he hits you with your Sub-Zero shot, and then as you're frozen, standing there backwards, and then he flips into Scorpion, and then pulls you over there and freezes you again.
The thing about Shang Tsung is it was a great character to play with if you were able to do it. The computer did not do a good job with Shang Tsung. It would not do what you said, freeze you and then change. And
Shao
then do this
Kahn kicks your ass so much. His victory pose is iconic in and of itself.
Yeah.
Like the hands on the hips, facing at you, like head back laughing.
Didn't like the model for Shao Kahn like be famous? Was didn't he become famous at some point because? The laughing and rocking.
I never heard of that.
I do know that I sometimes when I fall asleep at night and I've had a bad day, it's Shao Kahn.
I can remember punching the cabinet at the arcade, fighting him, and being told, "Don't punch the cabinet." Because he was the cheapest.
You get past
boss.
Goro, and Goro was bad enough, and then Shao Kahn is so much worse.
Shao Kahn was the boss when you had the biggest.
Motaro. Okay.
Goro was the
first one.
The first one.
And then Goro's father was the second
Mutaro.
One.
And you could play him. And then there was Shiva.
Species all together.
And then there was Shiva, who was a Goro and a Mutaro together. Shiva, the character.
No, but she was a
female. She was a female.
But she was also she was a half breed. She was half.
Okay, whatever.
I don't think the heritage of the character.
Shao Kahn would give you nightmares if you ever lost to him.
Dude, Shao Kahn, I remember playing him, and you'd get two rounds,
that
right?
It took me a lot of tries to beat Shao Kahn.
You get three rounds, right? Best out of three rounds. And I remember playing Shao Kahn and like being able to dominate him the first round.
Yeah.
And then he'd laugh at you. And then just.
Perfect.
And then, pathetic. And then you never get a hit in. Yeah, so he is.
His one-liners are ingrained.
They really are. But it's because he was an asshole.
You weak, pathetic fool.
It was because he sucked so bad. But still, he's not better than Liu Kang. Liu Kang beat him
Boston
to win the Mortal Kombat.
Fucking storyline of fighting games don't count. They don't make any sense half the time. People like Ryu beating M. Bison is absurd.
It is. It really is. But it can still happen.
Yeah. That's the thing about fighting games is you have different tangents you can go on. So,
probably the best example is the DC versus, the Injustice.
Game. Yeah.
There is no situation you can describe to me where Catwoman's going to beat Superman. No.
Or Harley Quinn.
And how's the Joker going to beat the Flash?
There are parts in that game is so over the top, though. Mm. It's even more so than most fighting games.
Fucking Doomsday has Shao Kahn's shoulder back.
Yeah,
That's all I did when I played Doomsday. I just, shoulder back. Yeah. I know what to do.
My time with the Mortal Kombat.
But I don't think there's anybody else that comes close to who we're saying. You know, everybody else is a B-lister in that game.
Well, we got more picks to go through.
Like, well, who else?
Raiden.
Well, I thought we already mentioned Raiden.
Oh, well, we didn't shout it, Raiden. Okay. We never expanded upon
Raiden is definitely top three.
Yeah.
Easy.
So tell us, Adam, your pick.
He's just the most iconic, because when I think of Mortal Kombat, first off, I think of Scorpion.
Yeah.
But after that, the first thing I think of is just Raiden standing there all electrified. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
And what's...
Yeah, I agree.
He was the... I'm going to go with Raiden, too, because he was... When I played Mortal Kombat, he was the one that I picked up on the fastest.
Because you teleport, Superman, throw electric.
What the hell is he... I never did understand what is he saying.
I think he says two things. One of them's
maybe it's godly language. It my is. Mortal ears
it's
can't comprehend knees. It.
It's Raidenese.
Yeah.
Raiden was actually one of the first ones I picked up on too. After
Luke,
I
think of that crappy Mortal Kombat cartoon because, like, I feel like at every episode he'd like Mortal Kombat. And, like, he'd be there with the Mortal Kombat.
He did on the anime or the Japanese animated looking one.
What about the fact that the Highlander was
Raiden in the movie?
Yeah, Highlander was Raiden in the movie, the guy who played Highlander.
There can be only one.
I hate those movies, by the way.
The Mortal Kombat movies?
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything redeeming about them except saying, oh, hey, look, there's a character I played with once.
I feel like there are movies where they're so bad they're fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's cool seeing your favorite character play in real life, you know?
They're like the G.I. Joe movies of the 90s. They're so bad, they're good.
Oh, yeah, they've come full circle to being good again.
All right.
Yeah, I, give it up to Raiden. I love Raiden.
Here's the thing.
Wait, did anyone call him Raiden back in the day?
No, man, that's Raiden.
I agree, but I knew people who called him Raiden, and I was pissed.
Most people were Raiden.
I haven't put my choice in.
Morons.
Huh? Who what?
I said I haven't put my choice in.
Who is your choice?
I liked Katana.
But we're talking about iconic.
The three chicks were iconic, because I'll get out.
I have a hard time distinguishing which one you're talking about right
now. Katana's the dance.
Agreed.
Okay.
Katana's the dance. Jade's the staff. And Melina's the side.
And Jade. There was Jade.
I said Jade. Jade,
who was the girl with the hair?
Syndra?
Sindel.
Siren.
Sindel.
The fact that we're confusing all of this, I can't figure it out.
Exactly.
That kind of rules out iconic.
All of Scorpion had the color characters. Yeah, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile.
Smoop, Cybot, Smoop,
Aramax. They had cycles where they just...
And the Cyrax sector and Smoke were a different sector. Different group.
You know, there's not that many characters.
As I said, Sector, Smoke, and Cyrax were
didn't have what?
The group.
Okay,
but at least with Sub-Zero, he's very much distinct from, except for the palette swap, except for the appearance of the palette swap, they're very distinct from each other.
I agree.
It's the thing with Sub-Zero, at least they eventually gave him his own costume.
Well, once graphics got better, of course, they changed it up.
In 3, he didn't have the mask.
In 3 was the brother of the previous Sub-Zero.
Yeah, in 3 you could choose.
But he played the same exact way.
Yeah.
In the Ultimate 3, you could.
Yeah.
In regular 3, you could not.
Yeah, right. But I gotta disagree with your choice of the females, dude. I mean, the first female character I think of is Sindel. Well, Sonya Blade, even.
I think Sonya Blade.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Every time I played against one of the females, they were always the ones that gave me the biggest trouble. Because all you had to do is keep backing up, you go in to go for the hit, Flame Blade.
Again, the question is not the hardest. The question is not favorite. The question is most iconic.
Yeah, most
but
iconic.
Any of the iconics... any of the other kind of characters are the ones that have going to be in everything.
Definitely.
I know people
Raiden.
Were upset.
Raiden was not in all of them.
Sonya Blade did not show up in 2.
She did show up in 2.
No, she didn't.
Who?
Yes, she did.
Who?
All Sonya Blade. The ones out of, I think it has to
her
be
and Kano were in 2.
The first one.
Yes, they were. They were not playable. They were tied up in the background, but they were in it.
They were there.
They were not playable.
You have to be playable.
You didn't say playable.
They have to be playable.
The only playable choices then is Liu Kang, Scorpion, Sub-Zero. They're the only three that have made it into every single iteration.
Well, Raiden was there.
No.
Not after 4.
Raiden was not at all.
It's got to be one of the ones in the original.
Yeah.
There's only 3 of them that have made it to every single game.
Is there no love for Jax?
Who?
At all.
Jax was a bastard.
He was a bastard. He would do that punch, grab you and punch thing. I hated that move.
And then he would...
Yeah. Yeah.
Jax.
I can't believe there's no love for Jax.
I think Johnny Cage, Liu Kang.
Yeah, Johnny Cage is definitely one up there.
Scorpion, those are probably... You have to... You say Scorpion's the most... Okay.
Definitely. There's no
that would be my... If I were to name off memorable characters...
But you would say...
There's definitely a tier unto its own.
But you would say that Johnny Cage is more iconic than Liu Kang or Raiden?
Story-wise and game-wise, he has been very integral.
Oh, I agree with that, but I think everybody's integral to the story.
But I think Mortal Kombat is one of the characters.
You're right, that is true.
Everyone keeps dying. All you gotta do
okay,
is...
Again, who gives a shit about the story of
there
Mortal
are some rich
Kombat.
Stories in Mortal Kombat, though. There's like 4 or 5
if
different...
If you say Mortal Kombat, the characters that come to mind, those are the 5.
Yeah. There's some really cool stories going on, like Sonya and Jax chasing down Kano.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. That's fun.
I'm not saying that they're, like, god-awful or anything.
Oh,
it's
nothing to brag about.
That's not why you play Mortal Kombat.
It's a lot better than the stories of Street Fighter. Yeah. Street Fighter had terrible stories.
It's not like this is BioShock or something where the story is the main appeal.
Well, no, of course not. It's nice
that
it's there.
They've had games where it was a Mortal Kombat story.
They have.
Sucked ass.
Well, the comic book is out now, too. The story is that... And they made a movie. They made a series of movies.
And a TV show.
And a cartoon show.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like we're winding down here.
Yeah, we are.
Do we have any more honorable... Let's not do, like, 40 of them, but any, like, honorable mentions?
You know, I really don't think I do.
I will say, just because...
Goro is definitely...
Goro would have been memorable. Iconic at the time.
Back when he came out, that was, like, a pretty novel thing to have a guy... And then he, like, does, like, the... tear you apart.
Well, he grabs you with two of his arms and beats you with the other two. Yeah. He had that thing going on, and that was
that
bad.
Was one of his fatalities.
Oh, that was terrible. I hated Goro, dude.
I would
Baraka. I liked Baraka was really fun to use, but I don't think he's iconic.
Well, he to me, he was more
interesting. Kung Lao, I think, is more iconic.
He was more interesting on how they created the character than...
Agreed, yeah.
...than what it what he did. Because they said they basically took a Nosferatu mask and took press on nails and made the teeth with it.
Yeah.
And that was more interesting.
And Baraka was definitely a cool part of the overall story because there's like a whole race of Baraka.
Yeah.
In
the Outland.
Yeah. It's a, that's so cool.
Yeah, there's the Baraka, the Goro is.
It's all different. But no other honorable mentions?
I don't think so. Because I actually... Was able to get it. I'm gonna say it's a cyborg slip.
I think the cyborgs you have to take collectively.
Yeah, but you had to unlock.
Not like the other ninjas, you don't take them collectively, but the cyborgs, Noob Saibot, you know, Sector. Smoke was the
Smoke. But Sector later, and Cyrax were.
Because Smoke wasn't for a minute either.
In Mortal Kombat 3,
he was a unlockable character.
Unlockable, yeah.
Wasn't doing Shao Kahn, the only one ones I would have considered doing were Raiden and Sub-Zero.
Definitely. Yeah. And you'd say Liu Kang is on the list somewhere, right?
Fourth or fifth, best.
Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, thanks to Comic City 2. In Madison, Tennessee for the spot. They hook us up with a spot. We love them for it. Go to OutrightGeekery.com. Check out this podcast and all the other podcasts we do over there. If you have any ideas or suggestions for debates or disagree with us on choices, leave us a comment or send us an email.
So what's the final verdict?
You're wrong. That's always the end of debates. You're wrong.
You gotta agree with him this time, though.
I did agree with him this time, yeah. Liu Kang.
Stupid gun.
Liu Kang. Agreed that Scorpion is the most
iconic. If I have to throw my vote in with someone else's pick, I'm going to go with Raiden.
Yeah, if I have to throw in, I would say Raiden is probably a notch or two above Liu Kang, but it's because of that funny hat.
It is the funny hat in the
world. People love the funny hat. Arcade machines?
He was, but Liu Kang was too.
Yeah.
So Liu Kang was on the side. I think Liu Kang was the only one on the side. But oh well.
But Shao Kahn is bigger than Mortal Kombat. He is Raiden. Nightmare Fuel boss battle.
He really is.
Johnny Cage was on the side of one of them, too.
He was, right. He was.
Three of them.
Oh, well. Shoulder bash.
And that's all she wrote.
Join us next time on the Geekly Debate. Same geek time, same geek channel.